Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Americans are remembering the service and legacy of former President Jimmy Carter after he died yesterday at 100. Presidential historian and ABC News contributor Mark Updegrove.
He spent 44 years of his 100 years as a former president, the longest post-presidency in American history. That's where he really made his mark as a humanitarian.
President Biden setting next Thursday, January 9th, as a national day of mourning. The New York Stock Exchange says it'll close that day. South Korean officials have recovered the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder from the Jeju Airlines flight that crashed, killing 179 people Sunday. No landing gear was down, no flaps down to slow the plane on landing. It slammed into a wall and exploded. President Biden announcing nearly $2.5 billion more military aid to Ukraine. Overall respiratory illness nationally, including flu, COVID, and RSV, is high, says the CDC. This is ABC News. NBA star Luka Doncic is now the latest pro athlete victimized by burglars while he's away from home. ABC's Allison Kosick has more.
Dallas Mavericks point guard Luka Doncic's home was broken into Friday during his team's road trip. Burglars allegedly taking jewelry valued at $30,000, including a $4,000 necklace and earrings worth $14,000. His representative tells ESPN no one was home at the time, and thankfully Luka and his family are safe, and that he's filed a police report and an investigation is ongoing.
The NFL, NBA, and NHL all warning players of a South American crime syndicate targeting athletes' homes on game days. Not just athletes being burglarized to break in. Actor Keanu Reeves' Hollywood home has led authorities to South America. A 21-year-old man is under arrest. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll...
put a sheet on your...
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon. Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles. Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you? Okay, Bounce dryer sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce!
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering, and high temperatures today reaching the mid-30s. With calm winds becoming a bit feisty tonight, temperatures still slide below freezing to the upper 20s, and for tomorrow, hit the low 30s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 30.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. New Year's Eve tomorrow is one of the most dangerous nights of the year to be on the road due to the risk posed by drunk drivers. Katie Jensen, a wellness education specialist from Gunderson Health, says if you're planning to celebrate and welcome 2025, be sure to make arrangements now in order to get home safely.
If you've been drinking at all, having a plan ahead of time, even before you would go out, making that plan and figuring out, okay, how am I going to get home?
The Tavern League of Wisconsin does offer a safe ride home program. The Cottage Grove Police Department is now accepting food pantry donations in place of payment for parking tickets. It's part of the department's alternate side parking program, which gives people the chance to pay off their citations with food donations. Members of the police department dropped off donations this weekend to the Cottage Grove Food Pantry. More information can be found online at the Village of Cottage Grove's website. More news online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, Amplify Health, Mondovi, the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, and Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. There aren't many details about the off-duty death of a Menominee police officer. The city's police department on Friday said Officer Sam Miller unexpectedly passed away. Officer Miller started with the Menominee Police Department in January of this year. Before that, he worked with the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, Durand Police Department, Boyceville Police Department, and the Dunn County Sheriff's Department. Menominee's police chief says officers from other communities will be stepping in over the next few days to cover Miller's shifts. Menominee police say, don't be surprised if you see squad cars from other communities in the city for a little while. Don't be surprised if you receive an emergency text if you live in Chippewa County today. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Department says it's planning to test its new emergency alert system. That means a practice test for some people. The new system is supposed to be able to alert people in specific parts of Chippewa County. The idea is to make sure that people know about potential threats, including severe weather. There's no word on who will receive the text or when it will be sent out. Two teenagers are under arrest in western Wisconsin, accused of lighting multiple mailboxes on fire. The Barron County Sheriff's Department says complaints about damaged mailboxes started coming in earlier this last week. Six total mailboxes had been lit on fire and destroyed and were found. Deputies then pulled over a suspected car and say they found packages and other mail inside. One 17-year-old and one 15-year-old were arrested on arson-related charges. That case is still being investigated. Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call is sharing some thoughts on impaired driving. In a year-end interview, the Attorney General said intervention and treatment can play a role on reducing OWI cases. Call said for those struggling with addiction, having interventions happens early in the process, and following up to support those is likely to reduce the number of cases. The Attorney General says the state does have some good programs in place for addiction and substance abuse treatment. Law enforcement will be out on New Year's Eve, traditionally one of the most dangerous times for crashes involving drunk drivers. Call says he knows Wisconsin's district attorneys make appropriate charges and decisions in OWI cases. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
The Durant City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on using ARPA funds for the creation of an employee assistance program, approval of city bills, and the council will go into closed session to discuss EMS facility needs. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at Durand City Hall. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden is remembering Jimmy Carter with some kind words. Congressman Van Orden yesterday took to Twitter to say that his mother was always a big Carter fan. He then said Carter, quote, served our nation as a Navy man, president, and humanitarian, unquote. Van Orden wished Carter's family peace after his passing. President Carter yesterday died at the age of 100. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Department is warning residents of scam callers impersonating deputies. The caller says that there's an emergency and urges the person to call them back at a different number. Now, authorities believe that this is an attempt to get financial information, and if you receive a call like this, you are advised to just hang up. Any resident has questions or concerns, they are asked to call the Sheriff's Department's non-emergency number. Wisconsin taxpayers will have to pick up the legal bills for the group that sued over the Gableman investigation. An appeals court on Friday upheld a Dane County judge's order that the state pay the legal costs for American Oversight. That's the group that sued former Judge Michael Gableman over public information involved in his investigation into the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin. Gableman lost the case, and in addition to providing his documents, the judge said he had to pay American Oversight's legal costs. The total legal bill is just over $240,000, but that's on top of the nearly $1 million that Gableman's investigation cost overall. That investigation ultimately didn't provide any new answers about the 2020 election. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Two Minnesota bakeries have been placed on a new list of the best bakeries in America. The New York Times released the list of 22 best bakeries in the U.S. last week. Diane's Place in Minneapolis and Flour and Flour in St. Joseph were both praised by the newspaper. Minnesota was one of four states with multiple bakeries honored by the Times. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering, and high temperatures today reaching the mid-30s. With calm winds becoming a bit feisty tonight, temperatures still slide below freezing to the upper 20s, and for tomorrow, hit the low 30s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 30.
Fabrice. Fabric Talk. Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Fabrice Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Fabrice. La 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 la.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Sam Darnold passed for a career-best 377 yards and three touchdowns to lead the Vikings to their ninth straight win, 27-25, over the Packers at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Packers loss dropped them into the seventh and final playoff seed in the NFC, and if the playoffs started today, the Packers would open at Philadelphia. Matt LaFleur's Packers continuing to struggle with illegal formations, holding penalties, and even too many men in the huddle.
You just can't do that against good teams. The margins in this league, especially against a good football team, are razor thin. I don't think we were at our best, but that's a credit to them in our slow start, and that's me as much as anybody. So I got to be better, and we got to get better, and we got to learn from this and try to move on and get some momentum here. You know, we got the Bears coming in and try to finish this thing out the right way.
Safety Xavier McKinney.
We got to take it upon ourselves to change that narrative. We can't just sit up here and talk about, oh, well, you know, we don't want to go. Like, we already went through this feeling. So either we change it or we don't. And if we don't, it's not going to be good for us. So we got to take initiative. You know, we got to be better. You know, I got to be better. And that's what it is.
Packers close out the regular season against the Bears at noon this Sunday at Lambeau Field. The 14-2 Vikings. They'll meet the Lions next week for the NFC North title and the overall number one seed in the NFC playoffs. Lions close out week 17 of the season tonight. They'll be at San Francisco against the 49ers. Hockey Badgers captured their second straight Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff tournament, beating UConn 4-3 at Fiserv Forum on Sunday. The two teams were scoreless through the first two periods before breaking out in the third. In college basketball yesterday, Milwaukee down IU, Indianapolis 88-81, Purdue Fort Wayne down Green Bay, 83-67. Phoenix have lost 10 straight. Women's action, Marquette beat DePaul 78-59. The Bucks are back in action tomorrow afternoon. They'll take on the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
A new season at a legendary track is just around the corner. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Drivers, start your engines!
The NASCAR Xfinity Series races here.
Green flag is in the air, and they're playing bumper cars already as they race off in turn one by a fender. It's Cole Custer.
All the exciting play-by-play and lap-by-lap action.
Austin Hill to the bottom. He'll go to second. Big block from top to bottom.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen up the front stretch. The New Zealander wins at Portland International Raceway.
While the final checkered flag is flown on the 2024 NASCAR season, the season never ends on NASCAR Live Wide Open. This offseason, we will rank MRN's top 10 races of 2024.
He goes below the double yellow line. Checkered flag is out. Harrison Burton gets to the line by half a car length.
Checkered flag is in the air. Cookout Southern 500 win is going to go to Chase Briscoe.
Will your favorite race of the year make the cut? Download new episodes of NASCAR Live Wide Open every Thursday to find out.
Just a few days shy of the new year, teams in all three of NASCAR's National Series are prepping for a new season. And for Cup teams, that new season begins at the quarter-mile Bowman Gray Stadium in North Carolina for the annual running of The Clash, an exhibition race held the last 3 years at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Chase Briscoe says that while both are a quarter mile, February's race at Bowman Gray will look a bit different from L.A.
You're definitely going to be beating and banging it around a lot, I think. It's going to be narrow. I would say that's the big thing. It looks like it's way narrower than L.A. Like, L.A. is actually really wide for how small it is. I don't know. It's going to be chaos regardless.
The Clash is scheduled for Sunday, February 2nd. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Stable flies are painful for cattle, and controlling them starts in the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Reduce the amount of manure and hay mixing on the ground, and you'll reduce stable flies as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Your trusted online auction partner, Big Iron and Sullivan Auctioneers, proudly celebrate 40 and 45 years of service. From day one, we've been committed to excellence, connecting buyers and sellers in agriculture, construction, transportation, livestock, real estate, and collector car markets. We provide a seamless online experience driven by innovation, integrity, and customer care. Ready to buy or sell? Visit BigIron.com and join the celebration of trusted online auctions built on family values.
The biting stable fly is a painful nuisance to pastured cattle. Unfortunately, there is nothing that can be done in pastures to reduce stable fly numbers, except control the sites where they develop as maggots. And the time to do that is now, before the insects have the chance to breed. Lou Deck Zurich is a professor of veterinary entomology at Kansas State University. He says cattle feed around large round bales that stay in the same spot and end up defecating in the same area too. The wasted hay then mixes with the manure, becoming the perfect breeding ground for stable flies in the spring. He says the easiest solution is to move the feeder every time you put a new bale in it.
Just pushing that feeder with a tractor or some equipment just a few feet away from the old site should do the job, because then the cattle start defecating into new spots and the manure will not accumulate deep enough and it's going to dry up in the spring, and that's going to prevent the larva development of stable flies in the spring.
Another alternative is to put hay feeders on a slope so the area can drain and dry out. If you can't move the feeders and don't have a slope, Zurich says you'll have to do what you can in the spring.
Try to spread out and rake that feeding site to spread that accumulated manure and hay into the thinner depth across a larger area. So again, it would dry up faster and it would not provide a habitat for stable fly larvae.
Zurich says while these blood-sucking insects don't transfer any pathogens or parasites to the animals, there is an indirect economic effect. The bites are painful and the herd might bunch for protection or stand in water to avoid the flies. They spend less time grazing, which in turn reduces weight gain. Learn more about stable fly control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
41 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, January milk up 27 to 2039, February up 6 to 2055, March down 4 to 2022, April up 9 at 1985. Cheese markets are higher. Barrels up 4 to 180 and 3 quarters. 40-pound blocks up 3 and 3 quarters to 191. Two trade of barrel on the day. Cash butter, though, down a half to 257. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 138 and a quarter. One trade. Dry whey steady at 75. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, the live cattle markets continue to move mostly mixed today. Now, last week's uptick in boxed beef prices combined with the cash cattle markets pushing prices a dollar higher is helping to support many of the contracts, but there is some positioning ahead of the end of the year. Feeder cattle markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly higher as well. Again, some of the strength from that live cattle complex helping to support the markets as well. Now, it looks like most sales barns will be closed early in the week, but some sales will hold their regular weekly offering on Thursday or Friday. Meanwhile, hog markets today, they are moving mostly lower once again. The market's still wanting to see more fundamental support in the marketplace. Pork cutout values were slightly higher, but traders are not only looking for daily support in the terms of higher prices, but want to see consistency on the consumer demand side. And there's a lot of profit taking and end of year positioning in the hogs pressuring prices. December live cattle up 50 cents to 194. February down 15 cents to 190.50. April down 7 cents to 193.27. January feeder cattle up 20 cents to 261.57. March up 30 cents to 260.85. April up 15 cents to 261.20. February hogs down 282 to 81.32. April down 252 to 87. May down 237 to 91.25. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly lower with profit taking heading toward year end and really little fresh news to support the markets. Soybeans are also mostly lower as well. Now, meal has backed off the top of the trading range. There is some short term dryness in Argentina that's adding some support. But in Brazil, the weather kind of somewhat stays the same, which would support the soybean crop, and that is pressuring markets. Wheat markets, meanwhile, also moving mostly higher today. Not a lot of fresh news, but a little bit of positioning as well, even though the Black Sea region remains quiet in the terms of at least fresh market moving news. Matif wheat prices were a bit higher, providing some support. March corn down 3.5 to 450.5. May down 3 to 458.5. July down 2.5 to 462. New crop down 2.25 to 438.5. January beans down 4.25 to 975.75. March down 2.25 to 987.5. May down 3/4 to 999.75. New crop down 1/4 to 1004.25. January soybean meal up 20 cents to 301.10. January soybean oil up 19 cents to 39.71. Chicago wheat, March up 1.5 to 548, May up 2.25 to 559. Minneapolis wheat, March down 1.75 to 593.5, May down 1.5 to 601.75. Energy markets today are higher. February crude oil up 67 cents to 71.27, March up 62 cents to 70.80. Meanwhile, January and February gas up 3 cents, January 198, February 199. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Federal courts reverse a decision on beneficial ownership information again. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
On Friday morning, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit Court reversed its Monday decision to lift the preliminary injunction against the federal government's enforcement of the beneficial ownership information reporting rules under the Corporate Transparency Act. Roger McGowan, professor of agriculture law and taxation at Washburn University School of Law.
And so the BOI reporting rules are again suspended. FinCEN cannot enforce them while the courts try and figure this out. It was just a one-page order. And basically, Greg, what the court did was explain that its decision today, vacating their decision on Monday, was necessary, as they said, to preserve the constitutional status quo while the merits panel considers the party's weighty substantive arguments, end quote. So that's the right decision. They should have never done what they did on Monday. Now, that was the motions panel. This is the merits panel. But the motions panel should have said, you know, this is going to create too much havoc. We're way late in the game with a January 1 deadline that was pending, and they should have just let things lie and thankfully, the merits panel has vacated Monday's decision, so no BOI reporting for the time being.
McGowan says we wouldn't be in this position if Congress had addressed the issue in the continuing resolution to move the deadline further out while the courts considered the constitutional issues.
Because there are multiple cases that are out there. We're waiting on an opinion from the 11th Circuit. Fifth Circuit has this one. There are about a half a dozen other district court cases that have been filed. And so it's really up to the Congress to deal with this. The new Congress, once they get put in place, this needs to be one of the first things that they address. They really should eliminate this havoc, because filing these reports, some have had to have the reports filed for them already simply because it was a time crunch for the CPAs and the tax attorneys that do this. If you had a lot of these clients, then these reports, you needed to get started on them. You couldn't wait on the courts. And so, of course, those small businesses and farms and ranches got billed for that work, which may or may not end up being necessary. And that is the real problem. And Congress really needs to take the bull by the horn.
McGowan says that this issue is not done when it comes to the courts.
The Fifth Circuit's dealing with it now. It's on an expedited review. So is the 11th Circuit. If we get conflicting opinions, it'll go to the Supreme Court. And it could end up in the Supreme Court's lap even without conflicting opinions, because there could be an emergency appeal to try to get on the court's emergency docket to have the Supreme Court deal with the constitutional issues here.
That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. U.S. agriculture is bracing for a potential work stoppage at East and Gulf Coast ports that could greatly disrupt American red meat exports. Contract negotiations between the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance broke down in mid-November over issues related to automation and have shown little progress over the past month. The two sides reached a tentative agreement on wages in early October and temporarily extended the existing labor agreement. However, the contract extension expires January 15th. The U.S. Meat Export Federation says the uncertainty is already impacting red meat exports. USMEF President Dan Hellstrom says ocean carriers are announcing surcharges related to a potential strike, and exporters are forced to look where possible to divert shipments to other ports. Approximately 45% of waterborne U.S. pork exports ship out of the East and Gulf Coast ports. On the beef side, that total is 30%. Following congressional votes on year-end legislation, the National Corn Growers Association President Ken Hartman Jr. said corn growers were disappointed about no year-round access to E15. We thought it would be in the end-of-year legislation package, he said. The no-cost provision would have provided a market-driven solution to farmers experiencing low corn prices. The organization is calling on legislators to address the matter as quickly as possible at the start of the new Congress and fix the issue once and for all. National Corn Growers Association said it appreciated House and Senate Agriculture Committee leadership and others who worked hard to extend the farm bill and provide much-needed economic and disaster assistance in farm country, said Hartman. Now, the assistance will help growers reeling from natural disasters like hurricanes and wildfires and multiple years of low crop prices with higher input costs. U.S. egg production totaled $8.92 billion during November of 2024, down 4% from last year. Production included 7.68 billion table eggs and 1.24 billion hatching eggs, of which 1.15 billion were broiler type and 90.3 million were egg type. The average number of layers in November totaled 376 million. That was down 3% from last year. A report from the University of Florida says Hurricane Milton, when it made landfall on October 9th, hit more than 5.7 million acres of agricultural land. Over 68% of those acres were grazing land. Across all other commodity groups, approximately 62% of impacted acreage experienced low-intensity weather conditions. Another 38% of the acreage experienced moderate intensity, and less than 1% experienced high intensity. Preliminary estimates of production losses for Florida's agriculture producers from Hurricane Milton are between $190.4 million and $642.7 million. The commodity groups hardest hit in terms of production losses were vegetables, melons, and potatoes, followed by greenhouse nursery producers and animals and animal products. Reports say that President-elect Donald Trump threatened to reassert U.S. control over the Panama Canal. FarmDoc said he accused Panama of charging excessive rates to use the passage, which drew a sharp rebuke from Panama's president. Speaking to supporters in Arizona, Trump also said he wouldn't let the canal fall into the wrong hands, warning of potential Chinese influence on the passage. The Panama Canal is a critical choke point for U.S. agriculture and the overall U.S. economy, said Dennis Runt of Farm News Media. 72% of all cargo transitioning the Panama Canal is either coming or going to the U.S., including a substantial portion of U.S. agricultural exports, said Farm Bureau's Betty Resnick. The Buffalo County Farm Service Agency has announced that county committee elections are now over. Keith Wensleen was elected to represent local administrative area number 3. Now nearly 7,800 FSA county committee members serve FSA offices nationwide. They are a critical component to the day-to-day operations of FSA. They help deliver programs at the county level and work to serve the needs of local farmers. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
The fog sticks around another day in our Real Country 1430 forecast, as our temperatures will remain above normal today with highs upper 30s. Now, things begin to cool down throughout the week, but the clouds will stick around. Now, it does look like there's a chance for a significant snowfall after next weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have fog throughout the day and highs upper 30s. Light winds becoming north at around 5. Tonight, cloudy, patchy, dense fog early, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs near 30, northwest winds at 10 to 15. For New Year's Day, mostly cloudy, colder, highs near 20, west winds at 10 to 15. For Thursday, partly cloudy, highs near 20. Friday, mostly sunny, colder, highs near 17. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 14. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a 40% chance of snow. We'll have highs near 15.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Katie's sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one-horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat-up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anyway. Slip something on the head. He says my high school ring was
Sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy.
Oh, country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Thing I see ahead is just the heat arising off the road. The rainbows I've been chasing keep on fading before I find my pot of gold. And more I'm thinking that the only treasures that I'll ever know are long ago and far behind, wrapped up in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Now the miles I put behind me ain't as hard as the miles that lay ahead.
And it's way too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there, smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. The straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I heard the door slam and I couldn't tell, was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh, hell. Getting in her car, I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounding like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. Well, there's gone for good and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish it'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night, gone for the rest of your doggone life. Was it whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out, she ain't back yet, ain't called home, turned off the phone. Oh man, this might not be good. I would've stopped her when she went to leave, but I didn't, cause I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. I'm still not sure what gone is all about. Cause there's gone for good and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night, and gone for the rest of your doggone. Just a couple beers. I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Is it the kind of gone where she's at her mom's, cooling down, she'll come around? Or the kind that says you had your chance, and she ain't coming back? Well, there's gone for good, and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been.
Didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. We might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. As Americans reflect on the legacy of former President Jimmy Carter after his death yesterday, presidential historian and ABC News contributor Mark Updegrove.
He was so down to earth, so accessible, somebody you could talk